Over in Belgrade, people are glued to their TV sets watching another trial, the prosecution of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. It's being broadcast live from The Hague into Serbia. Before proceedings began last month, there were high hopes that the trial would finally force Serbs to acknowledge crimes committed in their name during a decade of Balkan wars. But NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Belgrade the trial has so far had the opposite effect. And Milosevic critics worry that his unexpected courtroom savvy is fueling Serb feelings of victimhood.
The independent media center here has long been a safe haven for anti-Milosevic Serbs. But even here, 4 weeks into the trial, the TV set is still tuned in to The Hague.
It's very near to a kind of catastrophe.
Harry Steiner is the former director of the media center.
Catastrophe, first of all, I would say, because the prosecution obviously has done a very bad job, because the image of our dear ex-president here is better now than before The Hague.
Polls show that during the first 2 weeks, 65% of the population watched the trial, the highest for any TV event ever in Serbia. And Slobodan Milosevic, the man Serbs would have loved to forget, has risen from the ashes. Braca Grubacic, editor of the authoritative VIP newsletter, says there's no chance Milosevic could make a political comeback.
But he gained a lot of sympathy because the entire structure of the trial looks very much as a Hollywood movie. So the guy looks like somebody who is a lone ranger against the whole world. And then, of course, sympathies are on that side.
Most of all, the proceedings in The Hague have reinforced a widespread Serbian distrust of the International Tribunal, seen as unfair and anti-Serb. The defendants' in-your-face courtroom behavior has also reawakened an anti-Western and anti-NATO streak in Serb public opinion. And everyone here is impressed by Milosevic's skill in acting as his own lawyer, the way he points out inconsistencies in testimonies by Kosovo-Albanian witnesses.
Al-Qaeda ties to the other terrorist organization. Some of terrorist organization.
Al-Qaeda.
Here is Milosevic reading from a document about the presence of Al-Qaeda terrorists in the Balkans. When the witness says it's not true, you're imagining things, Milosevic reveals he's reading from
Congressional States and Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Milosevic was provided the document by his research team here in Belgrade. It's called Sloboda, which means freedom, and it's located in the Socialist Party headquarters. Vladimir Krishlyanin says he found the December 18th Al-Qaeda statement on the internet, on the FBI website. And the Sloboda team is in constant phone contact with Milosevic. Krishlyanin claims the prosecution switches the order of witnesses at the last moment to keep Milosevic off guard. But he says their secret weapon is what he calls patriotic Serbs.
People are coming to our party headquarters. People are calling our party officials by phone. People are sending emails, coming even, unexpectedly here, bringing videotapes, documents.
Milosevic has once again shown his ability to turn the tables on his opponents. And in this second act of his life, he has re-emerged as the defender of the Serbian people. Pollster Srđan Bogosaljević says the reformist government of Serbia feels the backlash from the trial.
Reform movement is obviously the loser. I wouldn't say that it is not the right word, loser, but obviously their life is becoming more and more complicated.
Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic, who took a political risk when he handed Milosevic over to the tribunal last summer, recently described the prosecution's handling of the trial as a circus that makes it more difficult for his government to cooperate with The Hague. Serbia is under pressure to hand over several more indicted war crime suspects, including General Ratko Mladic. But the issue of further extraditions to The Hague has already caused a serious rift within the post-Milosevic reform government. Srbobran Branković, director of the Serbian Gallup polling agency, says in the current anti-tribunal mood, the government can risk handing over only small fry suspects. But he points out that sooner or later, Serbian politicians will have to tackle the issue of responsibility for what happened in the former Yugoslavia.
I realize that they are concerned about their political rating, but anyway, I do not think that their political rating is more important than our future.
For Serb reformers, the Milosevic trial has become a political embarrassment. Perhaps this is why the state-run TV network announced Friday it's too expensive to continue to offer live coverage of the proceedings in The Hague. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.